Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. Practicing self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? You know that feeling when you mess up, even something small, and your inner critic starts going wild? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a close friend? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, this is just another fluffy feel-good podcast, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about building a foundation of kindness and understanding towards yourself, even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing self-compassion in your daily life. First up, recognize those negative thoughts. We all have them, but instead of letting them spiral out of control, try acknowledging them. Say to yourself, hey, I'm having a tough thought right now, and then gently let it go. Think of it like watching a cloud drift by acknowledge it, but don't get caught up in it. Second, treat yourself with kindness. You wouldn't say harsh things to your best friend, would you? So why do we often dish it out to ourselves? Imagine a good friend struggling with something. What would you say to them? Likely something kind and supportive. Offer yourself the same level of compassion. Third, remember that everyone struggles. Seriously, nobody has it all figured out. We're all going through our own stuff, facing our own challenges. You're not alone in this journey, so don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Connect with friends, family, or a therapist talking things through can make a world of difference. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to meditate for hours on end, although that's great if you do. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. This helps you stay grounded and connect with yourself on a deeper level. And finally, celebrate your successes. Big or small, acknowledge your wins. You deserve to feel proud of yourself for all that you've accomplished. Take time to appreciate your strengths and celebrate your progress. It'll keep you motivated and moving forward. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. A few weeks ago, I was prepping for a big presentation at work. I spent days researching, crafting the slides, and practicing my speech. And then, disaster struck. Right before the big moment, I tripped over a rug and spilled coffee all over myself. Talk about embarrassing. Instead of panicking and letting myself spiral into self-doubt, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes and heck, coffee stains happen, and quickly cleaned up the mess. I ended up delivering a pretty great presentation, even though my shirt was a bit damp. The point is, those moments can be tough, but treating yourself with kindness and understanding can make all the difference. So, remember, practice self-compassion by recognizing those negative thoughts, treating yourself with kindness, remembering that everyone struggles, practicing mindfulness, and celebrating your successes. These small steps can lead to big changes in how you view yourself and navigate the world around you. Ready to bring more self-compassion into your life? Start today. Take a moment to acknowledge something you're proud of, even if it seems small. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using #ClarityFirst. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, keep that inner light shining bright, and don't forget to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.